Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Congrats to you, Met fans, as you start navigating the roadways home. Also, good news, I found out yesterday, Evan, the New York Mets, do you remember I told you that golden ticket promotion they do?
Yes.
I found out what the prize is.
You're sweeping the Phillies?
Yeah, you sweep the Phillies, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, if you have a golden ticket in the little cup holder on your seat,
yeah,
you get a replica jersey.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which I think is a genius idea by the marketing department
that
of the Mets. Well done.
Very nice giveaway.
More importantly than giving away replica jerseys, though, they just swept the Philadelphia Phillies.
You know what's more important than that?
Talk to me.
And I think all of us have to look in the mirror because we all wondered about it. We all wondered after Max Scherzer had his ejection in L.A. and he had his beating by the Detroit Tigers.
You thought maybe
he was
done.
And all the injuries, there was certainly a question of, is Max Scherzer done?
Yes.
Especially his last two starts, but go back even further to the start against Cleveland,
yeah,
the start against Washington. He has now put together four consecutive, not good starts, yeah, brilliant starts.
He must have found a much better sticky substance, huh?
If he did, good for him. I don't care. But today he gives up two runs, one of which was unearned on an error by Francisco Alvarez on a stolen base, and then proceeds to give the Mets innings, and they needed innings because David Robertson and Adam Ottavino were both not available tonight.
Right.
They got seven strong from Max Scherzer, who got better as the game went on. They only needed six outs from their bullpen, which they secured from Jeff Brigham, from Brooks Raley, and from Drew Smith. And the New York Mets, think about this, gave up 21 runs in two games to the Colorado Rockies. They just swept the Phillies and gave up a grand total of three.
No, listen, it was great.
Listen,
anytime you could sweep the Phillies, it's a good day.
Let me put this in perspective and use this factoid amongst your friends. Mark Canna outscored the Philadelphia Phillies.
There you go.
Mark Canna drove in a combined six runs. The Philadelphia Phillies scored three runs over the three-game series. So, if you're scoring at home, and I know you are, Mark Canna six, the Philadelphia Phillies three.
So, here's the question.
We're back.
Now that the Mets are 3.5 games out of first place, only behind Atlanta, because I guess they leapfrog Miami now by half a game, if I have that right. You can double-check me on that, please. Because I think Miami's 29-27, right?
Miami's now 29-28 because they just lost their game to San Diego.
All right, so you're a game ahead of Miami. You're 3.5 behind Atlanta.
Yes.
For all the nonsense, all the bad stuff, all the bad juju, you know, the terrible trip against, you know, the mediocre teams that you're supposed to take advantage of. Here we are.
Yeah.
June 1st.
Yes.
Three games over 500.
Yes.
3.5 games, very manageable number.
Yes.
Out of first place.
Yes.
You sweep a division rival.
Yes.
If you're a diehard Met fan leaving Citi Field right now, or just watched it or listened to it, I mean, isn't it time to give them a little tip of the cap?
Yeah.
And say you weathered an early storm and you're in a fine place?
I think they are.
I mean, they're in a good spot.
Here's where they are. They're in a playoff spot. I know no one wants to look at that on June 1st. I think it's important because ultimately that's the goal.
You're two months in and you're in a playoff.
No doubt. And you're only, as you said, four games in the loss column behind Atlanta. The concerns about this team still exist.
I want to be clear.
Make that clear.
Sweeping the Phillies does not whitewash the legitimate questions you have about why doesn't Vientos play?
Well, not even that.
What are you doing with Vogeldusch?
Not even that stuff. Not even that, because I know that's the big talking point around here. My biggest concern coming out of the Colorado series, and it still exists, is can this team pitch well enough? That was my concern. On this homestand, they pitch great. Kodai Senga was great. Carlos Carrasco was great. Max Scherzer was great. The entire rotation was brilliant. Yeah. And their bullpen, not just the front-end guys like Ottavino and Robertson, but Raley twice, obviously Brigham today, they all did the job. So it's a positive sign.
Yeah.
Are there still concerns about the pitching? Is that, to me, still the ultimate concern around this team? Absolutely. But at least for three games in their own ballpark, and boy, do they need home cooking, they have been a much better team at home than on the road.
I mean, don't forget this. You know, you came into this series, I think they're, what, only a half game ahead of Philly to start the series, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, right now they're 4.5 up.
Right. So, I mean, this was an important series for that reason, too. You know, you you now have a 3-game lead in the loss column against, or maybe a 4-game lead in the loss column now against a division rival. This is big.
I think not just winning the 3 games, but there are so many questions about this rotation. Carlos Carrasco's velocity being up and pitching as well as he did last night was an incredibly good sign. Kodai Senga, for whatever reason, is a different pitcher at City than he is on the road, was utterly dominant on Tuesday. And like I mentioned with Max, and we have to give him credit, Max Scherzer has now put together 4 awesome starts in a row. And there were a lot of Met fans just believing he's done. He's soft. Yeah. It's it. It's over. And at least for now, because an injury could pop up at any moment, Max Scherzer has weathered the storm of his career being over. Like, he's kind of quieted that from all of us. Because the reason I was concerned is because it was 7 straight starts going back to last year. Like, we started to build that sample size on Max struggles. And if he's hurt, the worry is, well, is he going to get healthy? Right now, he's pitching like a healthy guy, and to go out and give them 7 innings and back-to-back starts, especially this one when they needed to give their bullpen a break, was huge.
Well, good job by the Mets. If you're a diehard Met fan, you watch the game or at the game, love to talk to you as you leave the parking lot right now, 877-337-6666. And I will tell you something else. I know my son was at last night's game. You were, too. 40,000 people last night. For 6,000 on the first game.
38 today.
Crowd looked great again today. That is a major showing by the New York Met fan. And I know there's Phillies fans there, too, to be respectful. But that is back-to-back-to-back home games. Great weather. Mets making a little push. And the crowd showed up.
They showed up, and last night as we were leaving the building, and I tried to record it with my phone, but I didn't get it out quick enough. Unfortunately, that happens.
Yeah.
The crowd was chanting something that sounded so beautiful.
USA, USA?
Well, that's awesome. But
Foo Philly?
Yes, except they used the word.
Oh, I love it. Yes. I love it.
They
you know, I created that. And to see it all these generations later, still rearing its beautiful head, gives me great joy.
Oh, the sound was great. And
great
there were,
joy.
I do want to be fair about this. There were a lot of Philly fans there. More Philly fans than I ever remembered at Citi Field or Shea Stadium. And I get why. They won the pennant last year, rightfully so. So they handled it. They dealt with it. But there were a lot of Foo Philly using the actual word chants as we left the building.
As you should. You're outside. You curse all you want. So here we are today. And today's June 1st. The Yankees wake up today 6 games out of first place, but 10 games over 500, which is usually a mark people look at that means something.
Yeah.
The New York Mets sweep the Phillies. They are now 3.5 games out of first place and 3 games over 500.
Yeah.
All good. Ultimately, got to be better. But right now, you go to bed tonight feeling good.
And I want you to keep this in mind.
Yeah.
All right. The Mets play the Blue Jays this weekend. We'll try to help the Yankees out. And the Mets are going to try to continue to play great at home. They've been awesome at home since they lost that first game to Tampa. It's now an 8-game home winning streak.
Okay.
If my count is correct. But when the Mets are done with this weekend against Toronto, understand where they're going. Because where they're going is really important.
Yeah.
They're going to Georgia. They're going to Atlanta.
By the way, you have, think about this, you have Atlanta and you have Subway Series.
Yeah, forget the Subway Series.
No, that means
the
everything.
The Atlanta Braves, the team that effectively ended their regular season horribly a year ago. They took the National League East right from the Mets' hands. And if my math is correct.
Go ahead, sir.
And my math is you damn well straight correct. Max Scherzer will be in Atlanta. So to Max Scherzer, who failed in Atlanta last year, who failed against the Padres last year, not that this will ever make up for it, but you're throwing your best baseball in over a year, go to Atlanta next week and keep this going.
Here's Jamie in Brooklyn on the fan. Jamie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good,
I'm pumped, man. It's daddy-son bitch day. And
I love it.
I couldn't be happier. We sweated our butts off, but it was worth it. It was a great game. You know, me and my son are pumped. Let's go, Matt.
I love it. I mean, I just the grid. I mean, father and son, school doesn't mean nothing today. The Mets get you a win and a sweep. Your kids will never forget it. I love 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 it.
But the only thing I want to say is I've never in my life, I'm obsessed with lineups, and I can't understand why Buck keeps getting it wrong. Why is Alvarez the second best hitter batting ninth when he should be batting after Alonso?
I
put
love
him right
this.
After Beatty.
I love
lefty,
by the way.
Righty, lefty.
Jamie,
righty,
you're not lefty, you're righty, not righty, you're righty. Not wrong with what you're saying, but how awesome is this? The Mets just swept the Phillies. We're all pumped up. Let's discuss the stupidity of this lineup.
Because it's going to bite us in the you-know-what eventually. I mean, just you got to maximize your lineup. And he's a veteran. He should know better. He should know how to put his lineup together. And it just so.
All right, so let me answer it this way.
Second doesn't make sense.
Okay, all right. So let's go through this. I have one issue that I completely agree with you on, and I think this is the majority, and that is the idea of running Daniel Vogel back out there every single day. And we could belabor the point every single day. We all get it. All he does is walk. He has not been productive. He's not hitting the ball over the fence. He's not getting extra base hits. They are not getting enough production out of the DH spot. Period. Stop. He was 0 for 2 today, and he was pinch hit late with Mark Vientos. Mark Vientos should DH every day. I completely agree. As far as the lineup is concerned and where Francisco Alvarez has to hit, I'm not as crazy as everybody else about that. Because Brandon Nimmo, Lindor, McNeil, Alonso, Beatty, 1 through 5, is fine.
Yeah.
Like, who really needs to drop out of that spot? Maybe Beatty, but I think you like having the lefty after Alonso.
No, he should be six. He should be right after Beatty. Righty, lefty, righty. It's a perfect spot.
All right, so let me counter that. I'm gonna give
fair
you a question,
though. Go ahead.
No, it's a great question.
Yep.
I really believe, and I know Aaron Boone has said this, Buck has alluded to it as well. I don't want my ninth place hitter to suck. I want my ninth place hitter to get on base.
Be like another leadoff hitter?
I want him on base. So if we think Alvarez is as good as he is, and he's hitting about 250, he's got an 830 OPS, he's driving the ball over the fence, I actually don't hate a guy batting ninth. I don't think we should put our worst hitter in the nine hole.
Hey,
so I'm not as anti. Yes, go ahead.
Think about this. If you put Alvarez in the sixth hole after, you know, if you have the righty, lefty, righty, then you put Marte, the switch hitter, seventh, and then you put Vientos and whoever, eight and nine, it's still a good lineup, and your nine hitter is not sucking no matter what. Assuming you're going to eventually get rid of Vogel back, which I'm sure is inevitable eventually. He's trying to.
So here's what I'm hearing. You guys, here's what's interesting.
Go ahead.
Based on where the both of you are coming from, and, you know, I think you respect each other's opinion on this. The Mets have optionality.
Yeah.
Now, and then it's just a question of which lineup gets hot.
Even though the Mets didn't hit the cover off the ball in this three-game series, let's be honest, looking at the amount of runs they scored four, 10 runs in this series, if my math is correct on this. 10 runs. They have a lineup that you feel pretty good about as long as you make the correction at DH. And another reason why I don't like a good hitter batting ninth is I give him protection. The guy up next is Brandon Nimmo. If he gets on base, I've got good hitters coming up. If the guy is slugging the way Alvarez has been slugging, he's got protection in that one hole who's hitting right after him. So I know a lot of Mets fans are screaming about this, but I think they can't get past the fact that it's okay to have a good hitter batting ninth.
Now, Jane, before I let you go, how old is your youngest son in the car?
He's 8 and a half. Evan, your son Jed is a little younger than my son, but they're both hardcore fans.
Nice.
He wakes
love
up every
it.
Morning, watches the highlights.
My guy's 6 and a half.
So we're
tremendous.
All of them.
And what is your son's name?
Bobby.
And Albert.
Can I talk to Bobby real quick?
Yeah, hi.
Bobby, how you doing, buddy?
Hi.
Was today like the greatest day ever?
Yeah.
Who is your favorite New York Met right now?
Pete Alonso.
That's my guy.
All right,
well, listen, guys, get home safely. And I appreciate you calling in, and I love the father-son bonding. I've said it a million times. Your son, your daughter, whomever, is never going to remember just another Thursday in elementary school, but they will never forget the day daddy or mommy or big brother or uncle, you get what I'm getting at, shows up and says, you're not going to school today because we're going to the ballpark.
That's right. And think about what you saw. You saw a future Hall of Famer. You saw Mark Canha continue to be the daddy of the Phillies.
Future Hall of Famer.
Well, Max Scherzer's a Hall of Famer.
Come on. Oh, Max Scherzer. My bad. I thought you were talking about Pete Alonso.
Well, I think he's on his way.
He's on his way.
Maybe on his way.
He's on his way.
You had a damn good Thursday afternoon at the ballpark. Damn good Thursday.
If Pete Alonso gets it to the Hall of Fame, what are the odds he asks me to introduce him?
Well, they don't do that in baseball. Is that on the... So,
what?
They don't have
a
guy.
They don't do that.
They have a guy introduce you. That's football. And basketball.
I know football does it. I know basketball
does
it.
They don't have that in baseball.
I think they do.
No, they really don't. Just like in basketball,
hold on,
you don't
wear a jersey. So you're telling me you get into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown and you don't have a hype man?
No, you just get introduced and then you make a speech.
What does that sucks.
Yeah.
I'd want a hype man.
Plus, Alonzo wouldn't pick you. He'd pick Jeff McNeil.
No, I think I might. I think I'd be on the table.
Loves him as Jeff McNeil.
I'm just telling you, that's my dude. I think I'm... How do you not have a hype man?
Because I don't.
Whose rule is that?
That's just the way it's been.
Let's change it.
You want to change it?
Just because it's been that way doesn't mean it's right.
I don't mind the introducing of someone to the Hall of Fame. It's kind of cool.
I'd love to have, if you're like the Little League coach that first discovered the talent and you maintained a relationship. Like for me, it was Billy Boboni. I get into the Baseball Hall of Fame, Billy Boboni's introducing me.
Well, if you get into the Radio Hall of Fame, am I introducing you?
No.
Is Boomer introducing you?
No.
Is Al Dukes introducing you?
No.
Is Sid Rosenberg introducing you?
No.
Is Tommy Lugauer introducing
you?
No. How about the architect?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
If and when, it's more of when than an if, obviously.
Definitely.
I get into the, certainly for New York. I can't talk about nationally, but I belong in that one, too. If and when I get into the New York Broadcasters Hall of Fame,
yep.
I go right to the architect.
What if he says no?
Which he might.
He's a very humble guy.
If he said no.
Yeah, who's your backup?
That's a very good question. But I don't know if they have a hype man either, though.
But let's say they did.
Okay, fair question.
Got a lot of interesting choices.
All right, so the interesting choices are... thus far, I'm almost into 3 full years with you.
So I'm an option?
Of course.
Yeah.
But you're not, name recognition.
Not a top option, yeah.
I did 10 years with Boomer.
He's the leading candidate. How about Sid? You got to put Sid as a candidate.
And Boomer's in the New York Hall of Fame.
Didn't he carry you when you did NEW? That's what I heard.
Well, first off, Boomer didn't.
So I'm talking about NEW. I heard that Sid carried you.
Sid did not carry me, unfortunately.
That's what I've been told.
Unfortunately, Sid was let go midway through that disastrous run.
Oh.
Yes.
Maybe I heard it correctly.
Yeah, not his fault. I mean, yes, his fault, but not his fault that we didn't do well.
Right.
Yeah, we were at different stages in our lives.
So he's not a candidate, is what you're saying.
No. So I worked with Sid.
Okay.
Totally a candidate and a dear friend of mine.
Scotty Farrell, candidate?
No, love Scotty, though. Not a candidate.
Scott Kaplan, candidate?
Not Scott Kaplan, for sure.
Al Dukes?
Although he's out in San Diego doing okay for himself, so that's good.
Al Dukes?
The problem is Al's not a Hall of Famer yet.
Oh, so you need a Hall of Famer to introduce you?
I mean, don't you want a Hall of Famer to introduce you?
That rules me out. I'm out. See you later.
And here's my problem with Boomer. When I went up to Syracuse a few months ago to speak up there and to see my beautiful niece, who's a freshman there,
mm-hmm.
they house the New York Radio Hall of Fame plaques and pictures at Syracuse in Newhouse, which is the famous broadcasting school.
Right.
So I got to go up there and see Boomer's photograph at my alma mater as a New York Radio Hall of Famer. And Susan Wallman's and John Sterling's and all the great broadcasters. It's housed at Syracuse.
Wow.
So I texted Boomer. I go, this is obnoxious.
Yeah.
Your picture's in my school? Yeah, that's right.
I could see that being a little
And when Boomer got
bothersome.
Into the New York Radio Hall of Fame, the entire introductory video was me. True story. Yeah.
True story.
I've seen it. It was all me. And they just cut my name out. It was very strange.
What if you pick an old rival to introduce you? You don't go the traditional route of picking somebody you work with. You pick someone that maybe hated your guts.
Well, not,
put them in a tough spot where they got to put you over.
Nobody in New York radio hates my guts that I'm aware of.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a candidate.
Who? Who?
I think he'd do it. And he's a Hall of Famer.
Well, who?
Mike Francesa.
He wouldn't do it.
Why not?
Because he wouldn't
Barton.
Do it.
Okay, carried him for years.
Okay, he's only good because I was there. Okay, the morning show was a mess at first. Okay, I wouldn't ask him to do it.
No,
and he wouldn't do it anyway.
He would spice it up instead of just picking someone to send you platitudes.
I mean, theoretically, I would ask Elvis Duran to do it.
Elvis Duran.
Yeah, he and I are friendly. Big star. Hall of Famer for sure.
Huh.
Yeah. But I never worked with him.
Yeah, it seems very random.
Plus, it hasn't happened yet, so this is kind of egotistical to even think about. But you keep asking the question.
I think you brought it up.
Gotten in a weird spot. I don't want to talk about my pending Hall of Fame nod, but you brought it up. So,
what do you think, next year or two?
My question for you, Craig.
By the way,
is
if
this.
I don't get it next year, we're in trouble.
So, a lot of people say Barry Bonds.
Pardon
right?
me one sec. Yeah, and ask a second.
Yeah.
When I get in, and I guess I'm sure I get to invite people to sit at my table.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming, right?
If I'm invited, sure.
Of course I invite you. You're my partner.
I'd be at the table.
Now, guy, what do you got?
So everybody says, you know, Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame because he was a Hall of Famer pre-steroids.
Yeah.
Was Boomer a radio Hall of Famer pre-Craig Carton?
No, all he did was stuff a dog.
My point is, for your candidacy, it strengthens it.
It's a loaded question.
Okay.
There's a New York radio Hall of Fame.
Which he's in.
Prior to, right, he's not in the national one
yet. Yeah, he's in the New York.
Prior to working with me, Boomer has no chance of making the New York radio.
Not
Hall
even
of Fame.
Because
he wasn't. But hold
right.
on, just to be fair here, he wasn't really doing much radio. He did a Friday night spot with Dog,
right.
which I remember.
Yeah.
Yep.
But and he did like color analyst, and that was it. Like, he wasn't doing a show.
I will
every
say
day.
This about my former partner and dear friend, and I mean this all jokes aside. Boomer Esiason will make it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame as either a broadcaster or I think what they call a contributor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they, one or the other, whatever it is. And that is a well-deserved honor because not only has Boomer called more Super Bowls than any other human being alive on Westwood One and
How
on the
many?
Radio.
Do you know the number?
I don't remember the number. It's over 20, though.
The reason I bring it up
it's
is
Hank Stram's in second.
Tonight is a record-breaking broadcast number as well. I'm not
For
sure
who?
If you're familiar with
I
it.
I don't.
From Mike Breen. Mike Breen tonight will call, I think it's his 18th NBA Finals, which will put him number one
Pass
on the all-time list. Yeah.
Well, also, great. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So I do believe that Boomer Esiason not only will get in, I believe he deserves to be in because you're talking about 20-plus years hosting the NFL Today, or being one of your panelists on the NFL Today, right? Having called more Super Bowls than any other human being ever, alive or dead. And then you add to it, obviously, his career, which you could argue is borderline Hall of Fame as well, just statistically.
Right.
I do believe that Boomer Esiason belongs in it and will get in to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Unfortunately for him, not as a player, because you could argue that one way or the other, and I know there's arguments against it also, but as a broadcaster slash contributor, my guy belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Who gets in first, you or him?
Well, I'm not getting to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
No, the Radio Hall of Fame
but
versus...
I can tell you this, I spoke at the Hall of Fame luncheon before he ever did.
I know, now, you told me that story.
The National Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I would think he would get in first because of all the football stuff he did on radio.
I got you.
You know, he was on Western One for 20 years. He did every Super Bowl,
right.
Every Monday night game.
That's a crazy number, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe when I read this morning that Breen got to 18 and started racking my brain.
Cause I think Boomer's got more Super Bowls than that.
Yeah. Because I was thinking to myself, like, I remember, obviously, when the Nets were there in 2 and 3, and I remember growing up, Marv, Bob Costas. Those are the big ones.
Yeah.
And when the Nets played the Spurs, it bothered me because it was the first year they were on ABC. They left NBC, and I didn't even remember who the announcer was. So I looked it up. It was Brad Nessler.
I like Brad Nessler a lot.
He's fine, but it wasn't... Like, when your team gets to a championship, it's part of what's cool about it is all the things you listen to, now you get to experience. And then Al Michaels did an NBA Finals.
Right,
you remember that?
Al Michaels did what?
Al Michaels did an NBA Finals. And when ABC...
I do not remember that.
ABC,
I remember Al Michaels doing World Series, though, with Keith Jackson.
So when ABC got the NBA in 2003...
Okay.
They had Brad Nessler 1 year.
Yep.
They had Al Michaels 1 year.
Okay.
And it's someone else another year.
Yeah.
And then finally in 2000...
Dick Enberg, maybe?
I don't remember. In 2006, they went to Breen. The rest is history.
There you go. So I just looked it up. So Mike Breen's doing his 18th NBA final.
Right.
Boomer did 18.
Wow, so he's tying him.
Yep. He did 18 years of Monday Night Football, meaning he did 18 years of the Super Bowl.
And let's be honest about Breen.
There you go.
He's going to go for a long time now.
Why would you walk away from that gig? How many games a year does he do? 30?
Well, he does Nick games.
I'm just saying. But
he does the national games.
So you walk away from the Knicks before you walk away from the National.
Dude, I think he's got another decade left in him.
Oh,
I think he's going to get to 30.
I would say he's got a
now,
decade.
Now, do you know the all-time sports record for play-by-playing of a championship game around? Like a World Series, Super Bowl, NBA Finals? Like what the record is? Because I know Breen's the NBA record.
So Breen's got 18. Boomer's got the NFL record at 18.
Joe Buck from 96 to
World Series
2021, whenever his last year was.
He did 25 straight World Series.
I think there's a few he didn't do in the middle.
He probably got 20.
I think NBC had a World Series here and there, but I think he got the 20.
Let's see.
Super Bowl. They split it up so much, it's tough. It's a different network every year.
Joe Buck did 96 through 21. So he did 25 World Series.
Wow.
Man. That's crazy, right? That's a full generation of World Series right there.
Yep.
And how many? He's not 6 foot one. His Wikipedia page is lying.
So who did the most Super Bowls then? Boomer, I guess.
Boomer did,
But that includes radio and TV.
Yeah, because on TV, as you just said, it rotates networks.
Yes, it'd be impossible to have that run.
CBS has it this year coming up. You know, that's why they were out in Vegas a couple days ago, a week ago, whatever it was. But then I don't think CBS gets it back for 4 years.
Right.
So that, you know, so that's a wrap on that. That, by the way,
I got one that's up there.
I'll make a point to you. This is most likely Jim Nance's last Super Bowl.
That's right. Is it?
Yeah.
Wait, he said that?
I'm saying it.
Why are you saying that?
Because when's he going to do another one?
I don't know. When did they get it again?
4 years.
They'll be around 4 years.
I hope he is.
By the way, another guy who's up there, the great Doc Emmerich, did 22 Stanley Cup Finals.
All right. So Joe Buck is the leader of all. World Series.
Unless if you go back earlier to the 60s and 50s, which I don't know. I'd have to look it up. Maybe there's somebody else. How many did Vince Scully do?
Imagine.
And also, like you said, Evan, 97 and 99 with Bob Costas and NBC.
So take those two out.
He's still at 23.
He's at 23.
He's at 23. Doc Emmerich's at 22. Breen's at 18. Breen's going to destroy it.
Breen's got to work six more NBA Finals to beat it.
Unless ABC loses the NBA Finals.
Which I don't know when that contract's up, but, I mean, you know, all that money they're giving McAfee, then maybe they can't afford it.
Dude, we got a lot of work, Ian. I wanted Ian to break that record. We got a lot of work to do.
Explain to me, by the way, just out of curiosity, why you walk away from 4 years, $30 million per year to go to a deal that makes you work more for less?
Well, I think you're talking about Pat McAfee?
It's great. I think it's awesome because it raises love for a lot of people. But you had a four-year deal, $30 million per. Now you have a five-year deal at $17 million per.
My understanding is that he had to run everything.
Yeah, but he's still got to pay all his guys out of the 17.
I'm not talking about paying guys. I'm talking about, like, running it. Like, I think a part of it
$13 million?
I don't know, man. If it's a lot of work, it's a lot of work.
$13 million?
If you're making that amount of money anyway, you're making a great amount of money, maybe you look at the effort that you have to put in besides hosting the show.
$13 million?
Yeah.
There's something fugazi going on.
What do you think it is?
I don't know, but who walks away from 30 a year to accept a job for half?
When you have to work less.
No, he has to work more.
No, but he's
got to do more hours of content, not
less. I'm not talking about the content. I think he was in charge of, like, putting everything out there. Now you've got this big network that kind of takes care of that.
Yeah. I mean, good for him, right? But I don't get it. That's something going on. I don't quite get it.
Yeah, good for him.
Like, if you're making 30, make 30.
So you wouldn't get out of your deal to make less money?
Why would you leave your deal to take half?
Because it's less work.
I mean, how much work is it?
I don't know. I guess when you're launching your own show and you don't have that big enterprise on top of you, maybe it's a lot more work. I have no idea.
Can't you hire people to do that crap for you, like a human resource person?
It makes sense.
And again, I'm glad. I love when broadcasters get paid a lot of money. Good for all of us. Not so much you, but good for most of us.
Did you hear the big news, by the way?
I did not.
I heard this huge media news that Shannon Sharpe's leaving Skip Bayless. That's what I've heard.
Really?
Yeah. I heard that too, by the way. Yeah.
What the hell is that?
I heard that last night.
The only one who heard that.
Oh, you heard that as well?
Yeah.
We all heard that?
It was weird.
I must have missed that story.
Did you miss that one?
Huge story.
What did Shannon say on the show today now that this news is out?
Don't know. I'm here with you.
I didn't see it, but I did see that they brought it up.
They did bring it up.
Because he's reportedly leaving after the finals.
So he's leaving after the finals. Huh. He was in the middle of a contract. They're buying him out to leave.
Wow. Yeah. Where did you guys hear that story?
I read it.
It was all over the internet. Is that right? Web.
Even his very successful podcast is coming to an end.
Shay. Wow. Club Shay Shay, right?
Yeah. Huh.
Well, that is.
Do you think they had a falling out? Is that, I think that was about?
I wouldn't even know. I'm learning about this for the first time from you guys.
It was all over the place last night.
Interesting.
So there was this guy last night who started tweeting out all the videos where it looks like Shannon just hates Skip.
Yeah.
And so now we're just making the assumption. I just hates him. Huh. You need to get the hell out of there.
I don't know. I'll try to get to the bottom of it for you.
I'll give them one piece of advice, all right, because I'm a consumer. You got to pick someone to replace him. You can't have 18 different guys coming in. I think that's stupid.
Yeah, you definitely
opinion.
Don't want to do that.
Don't do that.
Because there's no consistency on the show.
Then why do I care?
1 week it's this guy, another week it's that guy.
Same guy.
What network is that on?
Fox.
Fox.
Yeah.
One of the Foxes. Yeah. Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2.
Well, I mean, I think it seems like you know the network. Like, why not just say the network?
Because I think it's Fox Sports 1.
You think or you know?
It's Fox Sports 1.
It's Fox Sports 1.
Fox Sports.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What and
I think they're on at 9:30.
What shows on before that show?
What's on before that?
Yeah,
kind of like what we were complaining about—a rotating cast of guests.
Rotating. Cast of thousands
with one host.
You're not the only guy complaining about it. Here's Stan in Brooklyn on the Fan. Stan, what's going on, kiddo? Hello, hi, Stan. All right, let's say hi to Frankie in Queens. Frankie, what do you got?
Fellas, what's going on, boys?
All right, very good. What's good?
What's up?
Beautiful day in Metzland. Hey, did you guys happen to see last night the Philadelphia Philly announcers crying like 50 girls? That Francisco Lindor threw the ball just...
So he's talking about man on first, bullet hit to Francisco Lindor, and... The way he threw the ball to first base, he kind of like bounced it there, almost rolled it there.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia's announcers seemed to have a problem that it was disrespectful.
Let's put some names on this.
Go ahead.
The analyst is a guy named Ben Davis. He was a crappy catcher who played Major League Baseball. And his broadcast partner is the turncoat himself, even though I do like him personally.
Who is it?
Tom McCarthy, who spent a couple of years broadcasting for the Mets. And then he had no problem going down I-95 and broadcasting for the Phillies. And his son now works on the Met broadcast.
Oh, very nice.
So I don't put as much of this on Tom. I put it on Ben Davis. You got the audio of this? This was embarrassing.
Go ahead.
I'm embarrassed for Ben Davis, and I'm embarrassed for
now,
Tom McCarthy.
I set it up right. I mean, right, hard hit ball, and Lindor's got it. Kind of rolls.
There's
the
a line drive to short. I think the runner was going, and the runner... decides as soon as it's caught by Lindor to leave. Like, he doesn't try to go back.
Right.
He walks off the field because he knows, okay, it's a double play. Go ahead.
Line drive right to Lindor. Just,
you got a problem with that, the way he threw it over there?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. Be a little bit more professional about it.
Hey, almost like, you know, the showing me up.
Salt in the wound.
Oh! Listen, it is what it is. It was going to be a double play no matter how he got it over there.
I thought he was just going to toss it to McNeil.
That's what? It? What a baby. Wah. And you know what? I take that back. I still like Tom. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Tom started it.
Wow.
He's the one who's like, I have a problem with this. What the hell's the problem with it? What do you want him to do? What do you want him to do? You want him to walk over and tag him? You want him to throw a bullet? You want him to roll it over like he's bowling? Like, let these Philly brainiacs explain it to me. I want Ben Davis, because he played it. We didn't play it. I want you to explain it to me, Ben, since you're a former Major League Baseball player.
Right.
Because I'm an idiot. We know nothing. We're a bunch of animal New Yorkers, right?
Yes.
Tell me exactly, Ben, what Francisco's supposed to do to make you happy. Just tell me.
Losers.
Listen, it's always good when the Philly fans cry or the announcers cry. But, Craigie, real quick, I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah.
Your partner's been holding out on you, bro.
How's that? What do you do?
Rainbow cookies. Rainbow cookies. You love rainbow cookies, yes or no?
I love rainbow cookies. And the two best rainbow cookies for my money are Joey's Rainbow Explosion in Long Island and Belly Bocce Bakery in Staten Island. Period. Stop.
Okay.
Oh, and I got to add one more. I apologize. Ferrara's in Brooklyen, also phenomenal. Go ahead.
Okay.
And then of course I'm sorry. Then of course there's Del Ponte's. Del Ponte's down in Monmouth Ocean County. Phenomenal. Go ahead.
Are you finished?
Now I'm good. Yeah. And then of course in Stamford, Connecticut, you go to the Beldotti Bakery Group, ridiculous, but go ahead.
Your boy Evan plays baseball at a place called College Point on Sunday morning.
Yes, yes.
Down the road, there's a place called La Cheesecake. They have the best rainbow cookies you ever had.
Evan,
and
Monday.
Evan, it's right there. He can't even bring them to you on Monday? Come
What's
on.
Up with that,
I didn't
Evan?
Even know it existed, but guess what? I'm That'd writing it down now. I'm going to find out.
Yeah, what's up with that, Evan?
College Point.
You're in College Point all the time.
Yes.
Well, you better go get me some rainbow cookies.
I mean, I'm the commissioner of a baseball league, and I haven't played yet this season. But when I do go down there, I will be there all the time.
Just got some bad news, everybody.
What?
It has been announced a few hours ago, if you missed the announcement, that the greatest arena run of all time is coming to an end. 10 years and 150. I'm getting choked up. I'm sorry. So sorry. 10 years, and it'll be 150 performances. Billy Joel's residency at Madison Square Garden is coming to an end.
Wow.
July of 2024.
That's been a staple, man.
150 appearances.
Well, here's the good news.
How about that?
You're going to get another new banner at Madison Square Garden. So that's cool. What?
Why do you got to be that guy?
Well, you're going to put a new banner up for him.
But why do you got to be that guy?
That guy.
No, that's
you love
being
your
banner.
That's being a that guy. There's no
By
that
the way,
guy.
That means next summer we hang two banners.
Exactly.
We hang the Knick championship banner. Three banners.
Yeah, three.
The Rangers championship banner. Oh, no. Five banners.
Oh, you got more?
We got the Knick championship banner.
Yeah.
We got the Ranger championship banner.
What?
We got the Carmelo Anthony retired jersey.
Forgot about that.
We got the Bernard King retired jersey. And we have the Billy Joel thing.
Why is he not doing it anymore? Is there a reason? He's just tired of it?
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that, but I can tell you one thing.
Yeah.
I've seen him four or five times over the years, over the 10 years at the Garden. And it's going to sound weird to say. It'd be like Big Mac saying, I do not want to see another Paul McCartney show. And that's his favorite artist. So he'd never say that, right? The last time I saw Billy Joel, I said to my kids, I'm good. I'm good.
You were done.
I've seen him a lot. I've probably seen him in my lifetime about 10 or 11 times. Love Billy Joel. One of my top 10 artists of all time. But I felt like I'm good now. I got my fill I've seen it
and
enough.
And it took you seeing him four times to have that feeling.
Well, four or five times. I saw him when he opened Nassau, rebuilt Nassau.
Right, right.
I've seen him four or five times at the Garden. Like, I'm good.
Does this mean, though, like, he's just not doing the residency anymore? Or is this going to be the last time you could see him? Like, will he come back and say, I'll do a concert, you know?
I tell you what, he just put his house on the market out in Long Island for, like, $50 million.
Right.
So maybe Billy Joel's moving out of New York.
No, I understand that.
I think he said he's not. He says he's going to spend more time in Florida, but he'll still be a New Yorker.
So maybe he wants to start playing other arenas around the country, around the globe.
So this is not a retirement, necessarily. I don't think so. It's more, I'm not doing the residency.
He's not going to do it every month. Yeah.
Yeah, which also means, are those tickets on sale yet for July 24?
Well, that's going to be a hot ticket, man.
That's going to be a tough ticket. And you got to imagine he brings his pals in to play with him.
Right.
Maybe get an Elton John appearance, because they did a tour together years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe Bruce comes in. They've done some stuff together over the years.
Paul McCartney has done some stuff with
him. He's done a concert. Didn't he do a concert at Shea or City Field together?
Yeah. I think Billy came out for like the last, or vice versa. Paul came out and did. Yeah. I saw him standing there.
You know what that means, Ev, don't you?
What's that?
Richie's getting a text message.
You want to go now?
You're damn right. Look, like, I've seen it enough, I'm good. But for the final one ever. How do you not go?
You know, I'm looking at
Maybe I'll just go with Dolan.
You should do that. I'm looking at Billy Joel's tour schedule.
Yeah.
He's going around. Like, he's doing the link in Phoenix.
Yeah, well, but he's always done other cities.
Not other cities. Stadiums. He's doing Lincoln Financial Field.
That's 50,000 people.
Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Where the Chiefs play. M&T Bank Stadium where the Ravens play.
Yeah.
U.S. Bank Stadium where the Vikings play. He's even doing AT&T Stadium.
I want this.
The Jerry Dome.
I'll tell you what, that sounds like a farewell tour.
To do that kind of venues?
If you're doing, like, when Billy Joel does arenas. I don't know that he's done a stadium tour in a long time.
He is not alone. He has someone with him. Stevie Nicks.
We all do respect to the great Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac. I mean, Stevie Nicks isn't selling 40,000 tickets, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm looking at what's being sold.
I wonder, like, Stevie Nicks would sell out the Beacon. Stevie Nicks would sell out the theater at the Garden, Radio City. You know, but Lindsey Buckingham's dead, you know.
Right.
I wonder how many tickets Stevie Nicks sells on her own.
That's impossible to figure out.
Right.
I don't know, but he's going to monstrous venues. And what I commend Billy Joel for, because I've seen him once. I've only seen him one time, and he was great. Like, I had no complaints.
Yeah.
I just think concerts are weird. Like, I'm just staring at someone performing. But whatever.
Concerts are weird.
Not a big concert
guy. It's like watching a basketball game.
That's not at all like a basketball game.
You're just watching people shoot a basket.
Another day we'll discuss it. I think it's crazy. But whatever.
You think concerts are crazy?
That's great. Everybody loves it. It's amazing to me, and it's a credit to him, that he can perform at the Garden, 18,000 people, once a month, and it's always sold out, and it's always a hot ticket.
Yep.
That's incredible to me.
Yeah, I agree. There aren't 20 guys on the planet that do that. There's really not.
Wait, can I ask you a crazy question?
At least that solo artist is not.
Let me ask you a serious question.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this with the Taylor Swift concert.
Bring it.
If Taylor Swift said, you know what? I love New York. I even made that song. Welcome to New York.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm setting up a residency at MetLife Stadium. Okay, until football starts, every night I'm doing a concert.
No.
At what point does she stop selling out? Good question, right?
Week three.
So 3 weeks. Everybody gets this with me in.
Maybe less.
And that's it.
You're saying 7 nights a week?
No, I'd say.
You want to do every Friday and Saturday?
Every Friday and Saturday. How long would it take before, A, the tickets become reasonable, and then, B, you can no longer fill
Taylor
that building?
If Taylor Swift did every Friday and Saturday at MetLife Stadium, she would sell the first 20 of them out.
And then it would slow down.
And then there'd be some buyer fatigue where it's not as special anymore. She'd still do 50,000, but maybe she doesn't do 60.
That's still
night.
Amazing, though. 50,000 every
She's
night.
She's a one of one right now, bud.
And I think, like, Joel, because I asked you this a while ago about Billy Joel. I said, hey, how often do people going multiple times where it's the same people just love Billy Joel?
Yeah.
And I remember you saying, I think that's a bunch of people. Yeah, not everybody.
A decent percentage.
I think that'd be the case with Taylor Swift. Well, there'd be a lot of people that just be going over and over again.
Right. You'd have to be like a Swifty.
Right.
But I think at some point there's a watershed to that, right?
Right.
And I tell you, as a solo artist, with all due respect to, you know, Harry Styles and Ice Spice and, you know, the currently really popular, hot solo artists, I don't think there's any debate. She's a one of one.
Right now?
Now, other artists sell out, but we're not selling out an 18,000-seat arena. She's selling out an 80,000-seat stadium.
She's not just selling out an 80,000-seat stadium. That's impressive enough.
Yeah.
The secondary market for those 40,000 seats that were posted, whatever the number was, were Adele-like.–
I don't think Adele wouldn't sell that much.
And by the way, Adele's prices were crazy because it was a venue of what, 2,000 people?
Maybe a little small more, venue. But small. Yeah,
5,000, whatever it is. Small. It ain't 80,000.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think if there's another. Go ahead.
Bad Bunny. Very Bad Bunny. Popular.
No shot.
I bet you he's close. If there's anybody that's
not
second,
even
it's Bad.
Close.
Okay.
And I know Bad Bunny's mad popular.
Ridiculous.
You know why Loogie likes Bad Bunny, right?
Because he's an awesome wrestler.
Yes.
And he loves wrestling. But yes, he's also got cool music, and he's very popular dating a Kardashian or Jenner. Same thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Bad Bunny wouldn't sell out MetLife 9 days in a row. No shot.
Who would? Other than Taylor Swift. No. There are many people that would.
As a solo artist?
As a solo artist, yeah.
Maybe a Harry Styles. Maybe. And I don't think anyone else does.
Well, how would Springsteen do if he just said, I'm doing MetLife Stadium
nine
for a couple
consecutive
days?
Nights? He'd sell them out. That's fair.
Okay. So
he'd sell out nine shows.
Not
nights.
Nine, but Kenny Chesney always does really well at MetLife, like a ton of
does
people.
He?
But it's usually like one, maybe two shows.
But yeah, like the three biggest country music stars right now are Zach Bryan, Morgan Wallen, and Chris Stapleton, arguably, right? Morgan Wallen recently canceled this tour because he had throat surgery. He that was the toughest ticket in town. He sold out MetLife Stadium. Mm. I just don't think they sell it out at the level that she's doing it.
Right. It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I went to see Chris Stapleton at the Garden last year. Wasn't sold out.
Yeah. I couldn't get past, not that she was sold out, but that the night of, I go on the secondary market, the get-in price at an 80,000-seat stadium to sit in the upper deck where she looks like an ant was $1,500.
It's crazy.
Like, wow.
Crazy.
Like a Yankee World Series game would not have the secondary price
not
market
upper deck.
That Taylor Swift has.
Not upper deck.
Not upper deck. That's what I mean. Yeah. Upper deck.
By the way, Jets, Giants, AFC, NFC championship games.
I was about to say.
Wouldn't have that price for the upper deck.
If the New York Jets, now let's do it better. The New York Giants are playing the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC championship game at MetLife Stadium.
You could get in the building for under $1,000.
That's what I'm thinking.
Now.
Still a hot ticket.
New York Knicks game 7 NBA finals.
No way.
You are not getting in for under $1,000.
Disagree with him. Oh, $1,000.
You're not getting in the Garden for under a grand.
Let me ask you a question then.
Go ahead.
And I know it's not the same, but I ask anyway. Miami-Denver NBA Finals right now. Get in price. And I'm going to use the Nuggets because they've never been to an NBA
in Denver?
Finals. Yeah. I have the answer. But what
I'm
do you think the get in price is?
The get in price for tonight's game one?
Yes. And they have never played an NBA Finals game. That's a good sports city.
I live there.
Is it not?
It's not a Nuggets town. But obviously they're all crazy because they're there.
They've never been
okay,
there.
Okay, I'll get 280.
550.
That's not bad.
No, but it's not 1,000.
No, but
it's not
1,500. It's also Denver, right?
You think the Knicks would be that high?
Yes. If the New York Knicks were in the NBA Finals, it's a 1,000 to walk in the door.
I think we'd be a little bit lower, but not that far off. I'm not going to argue about it. It's going to be in the same range.
Right?
Yeah. I'm not going to quibble, though.
No quibbling.
I'm not quibbling.
We're not a quibbler.
Bad Bunny's got a world tour going on. He's going to Yankee Stadium?
No, this was last year.
Oh.
So well, he played where the Cowboys played. He played where the Cardinals play, Arizona Yankee Stadium.
But here's
Petco,
what I'd be,
Soldier Field.
Luke, but here's what I'd be curious about, and I don't know if you get the
those
answer.
Those are all different cities.
When he was at Yankee Stadium, what was the get-in price on the secondary market the day of? Now, there's no way to get that.
Yeah, I don't know if you could
I'd
look that
curious.
Up. Yeah, I would be too.
Because that'd be a good answer. You're telling me it's $1,000.
Dude, he played the Alamodome?
Oh,
I said that weird, yeah. So he's played like huge arenas.
No, all his venues he played were stadiums.
Allegiant in Vegas, yeah.
Yep, Soldier Field, Fenway Park,
SoFi.
Hard Rock Stadium. Yeah.
Yep.
I'll tell you right now, Bad Bunny played last year, August 27th and 28th at Yankee Stadium, right?
How hot a ticket was that?
I'm going to tell you right now. And by the way, to be fair, the Yankee Stadium maybe hosts two concerts a year. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not much more. They do
not
Garth Brooks. I think it's an annual now. But they do not do a lot. He had Diplo with him, the famous DJ.
Yep.
And he did two nights at Yankee Stadium. And the get-in price was $307. Which, by the way,
good,
still
no, very hot.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Oh, no, but hold on. Apparently, it was a two-night extravaganza. that was it a you that you bought the ticket, you got it for both nights?
I don't know.
So you cut that in half. $1.50, really?
By the way, I do have to complain about something unrelated but related. Yeah. I got to get it off of my chest.
Yeah.
And I know there are Met fans leaving Citi Field. They're sitting in traffic. And when I say this, they're going to say, Evan's right. That's right. That pissed me off.
Oh, we should be talking about the Mets?
No, not that part. This soccer issue at Citi Field's a problem. We got to talk about this.
Could we do it after the break?
Okay.
Real quick. If you're leaving Citi Field, what?
So SMY is literally joining us as we speak.
Okay, after the break, we'll discuss exactly what Evan's complaint is about.
And Big
about.
Mac's in the loo. He can't hit a button.
Where is Big Mac walked away?
He's in the loo right now.
This is the one time where actually do want to go to break.
Here's Big Johnny. Johnny's happy that the Mets won today. Hi, SMY. Great to have you here, of course, as always. Johnny, what's going on, kid?
What's going on, guys? I had a little father-family weekend out in Denver this weekend watching the Mets.
Nice.
And I got to tell you, Mets fans represented great out there. I'd say the Saturday and Sunday games I went to was probably at least 30-35% Mets.
I'll tell you this, man. It sounded that way on TV. Obviously, the results weren't great, but there were some great moments during those games, some big moments. And it certainly sounded that way on the TV, so that's awesome to hear.
I can tell you when Alvarez hit that three-run homer on Saturday, definitely it was an awesome moment.
Yes.
Unfortunately, you know, bullpen blew that one, but what can you do? I will tell you this, though. Seeing that geezer outfield that was out there on Sunday afternoon was not great. But then coming back and winning three against Philly definitely made up for that.
Well, I'll tell you, they have pitched, and that was the biggest issue in Colorado. Let's not forget, the Mets scored runs on Saturday and Sunday. They made great comebacks. Alvarez had that bomb like you mentioned. Their pitching from top to bottom was awful, and against the Philadelphia Phillies over the last 3 days, whether it's the stellar starting pitching or the great effort by the bullpen, the Mets proceeded to pitch their asses off for the last 72 hours.
Well, there are some cringeworthy moments with this team so far this year. I will say that one of which is anytime I see Vogel back in the lineup and Pham in the outfield. Okay,
I gotta tell you, every year both we do this for the Yankees and the Mets.
Yeah,
there's always that one guy we hate.
There is, and then when we get rid of the one guy we hate, we find the next guy to hate. So for the Yankees, Joey Gallo.
Right,
got rid of him. Aaron Hicks. Got rid of him. So let this be a message to our friend Josh Donaldson. You next. So right now, the guy to hate is Daniel Vogelbach. Before that, for the Mets, it was Darren Ruff. That was mostly during spring training, obviously. And now it's Daniel Vogelbach. He's the guy. And if they get rid of him and call up Ronnie Mauricio, the next guy will be Tommy Pham. It could have been Marcana, but Marcana drove in 6 runs the last 2 games.
Yeah,
so he's all right.
There's always somebody, right? You got to hate somebody because you have things going on in your life. You got to be critical of somebody else. Here's Big Joe in Stanford. JoJo, what do you got, kid?
Hey guys, Craig and Evan, thank you for having me. First
of course.
Time, long time.
What's up with you, bud?
I just wanted to talk about Billy Joel. I do have some insider information here on why he is leaving.
Okay.
I know that he is selling his house.
Yes.
He has a house in Oyster Bay, Center Island, for a whopping, I don't know, $40-49 million, something like that.
Right.
So he is moving full time to Florida, and for every concert he takes a helicopter from his house there to the West Side teleport.
Yes.
And you know, obviously, if he's in Florida, you know, he's not going to be able to do that. So I do have a friend that does plumbing in that house. He just did a big construction job, and now he's selling it, of course, for big money. So that's what I heard from a buddy of mine.
To be fair, maybe you missed it. We already said all that.
It's all right.
Oh, well. Yeah. Oh, well, I tuned in too late then. I'm sorry, guys.
It's all good. It's all right. It's all good.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean he'll never play the Garden ever again. It just means that the residency is over, and 150 is a pretty good number.
I get it.
Right?
I get it.
That's there
a lot.
You go.
That's a lot having to do a concert.
Boy,
every
that
single
helicopter's
month.
Sweet, though, man. Get out one of those Blade helicopters or a Swarovski helicopter. What's it probably like? An 11-minute ride from his crib out in Oyster Bay to the West Side Heliport.
What I don't understand.
Pop, limo waiting for you. Cut right across town to the Garden, about 5 blocks. Boom!
What I don't understand, and I respect that Billy Joel can do that, and there's some rich that are able to do that, is it's 2023.
You can do it.
I can't do that.
It's it. But how the hell am I doing
it's,
that?
I know it's going to sound really bougie.
Go ahead.
Bouge it up.
Let's say you had a flight from LaGuardia or Kennedy, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm in the city. I'm never going to make it. You're 7 minutes away from the heliport on the west side.
And how much does that cost, by chance?
I think it's like $50.
Are you kidding me?
No. Yo, per person.
Anybody could take a $50 helicopter
it's
run?
It's available to anybody.
Oh, all right. That's
and
not too bad.
No joke, it's like 6 minutes.
I just don't understand, because when I was a kid growing up, I always used to, you know, in class, they'd say, hey, what do you think the future's going to look like? We'd make a prediction. I could have sworn by 2023 we'd have flying cars. I could have sworn that.
Oh, stop.
And we're
with
sitting
that.
Here in 2023, no such thing as a flying car. We still got to deal with these helicopters. I mean, what are we talking about? So, like, where the hell is the flying car? I lost Back to the Future.
I apologize. It's $200.
Yeah, it's okay. A little bit different, bro.
It's 200. It's 5 minutes.
It's $200.
It's worth every penny if you have it.
You just spent $400 bucks to get your flight.
Evan.
Now you're tacking on $200 to get on a helicopter.
You got a choice. You could sit in 2.5 hours of traffic trying to get to Kennedy or LaGuardia, right? And maybe miss your flight. Or you drive 7 minutes to the heliport on the west side, get in a helicopter, and I'm not exaggerating because I have done it.
I'm sure you
have. You are 5 minutes away from the airport.
I don't know. It's not something I still want to do. I don't want to get in a helicopter.
No, you just don't like helicopters.
I want to get in a flying car. One that I drive and I get to where I want to go.
No. That's a real problem.
Why is that a problem?
Because if we have random people driving flying cars, everyone's going to die.
Here's the problem, okay? In 1875, people like you said the same thing. Well, how can we have cars? People are just going to drive and run each other over. We should stick with the horse and buggy. No, we don't. We have to grow as a society, dude.
Nah, F that. I'm a big fan of the West Side Heliport, boy.
I'm sure you are.
That was my joint right
there.
And
I know maybe I'm hypocritical because a flying car I'd be cool with. But I'm still kind of afraid of helicopters. Like, that just freaks me out.
Well, I will acknowledge that there is something about a helicopter. Now, it depends what kind of copter you're on.
Yeah.
If you're on one of those twin-engine Swarovskis with two pilots, it's like being in a jacked-up Sprinter. It's awesome.
Yeah.
If you're in a regular one-pilot, one-engine, old-school Vietnam-type helicopter, and you hear everything, and it's very loud and not that comfortable, a little different.
I still have never been in a helicopter, and I think that's one of those things that's going to stay that way. I don't think I'm ever going to be in a helicopter.
Oh, no, we're going on a helicopter.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
For what?
To go out to Paramount for the show on June 12th.
Is that our plan, to take a helicopter?
You're damn right it is.
You know what? If it's with you and it's for the show, I'll make an exception.
Yeah. How do you think we're getting there?
I thought we were just driving.
Driving?
And then doing a show.
Driving to Huntington, New York, out of your mind?
Yes.
Nah, that ain't happening.
I was under that impression.
No, you and I are meeting right here at work. We're going right over to the helipad, and we're going to fly out to Huntington. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
All right, I'll consider it.
Consider it?
I'll have nightmares over it, and then I'll consider
it. What, are you going to leave your house in Westchester at 8 in the morning to get there for a 2 o'clock show?
Yeah, I was going to drive.
Nah, that ain't right.
I was going to drive, man.
Nope.
Listen to the radio. Open up the window, wind blowing through my beautiful hair.
By the way, and I talked to Pete. He's paying for it.
Pete who?
Alonzo.
Oh, Alonzo.
Yeah, who?
That's your man Hoffman.
Pete's making $12 million this year. He's got a couple hundred bucks to send us to Paramount in a helicopter.
Well, if Pete sends it, maybe it's different.
Yeah. Big Mac. Oh, Big Mac's not coming to that show.
He's not coming?
Nope.
What happened?
Nope. He's going to stay back here and produce him back here. Tommy's coming with.
Tommy's coming?
Meaning that Tommy's flying with us on the helicopter.
No. I'd rather walk. I'm not getting on a helicopter. I'd rather walk. I'm not getting on
He's
a helicopter.
He's afraid of a helicopter, too.
No,
I support
I'm not afraid
that.
Of the helicopter. I'm afraid of what could happen on the helicopter.
Well, that's the same thing, dude.
Well, not really. You could be afraid of the dark, and you know it's not going to hurt
you. It's going to be 9 minutes.
I don't want to be on
it. It's no joke. Like, I'm not exaggerating. You're going to be in there for 9 minutes.
I'm not arguing
What's
that you can't get,
happen.
I don't know. I have no control over the situation. I don't like it. I understand driving out there, you have more of a shot at getting a crash.
Hold on a second.
I'm good.
The thing I don't understand is this is a rare moment where me and him are in lockstep agreement. And instead of him saying, I feel you, Evan, he says, no. I'm not scared of the helicopter. I'm scared of what could happen on that.
Well, crashing?
It's the same thing. We're afraid of helicopters.
No.
Just say it, dude.
People are afraid of spiders, but nobody thinks a spider's going to kill them. I'm afraid of dying. I'm afraid of crashing. But I'm not afraid of the actual helicopter.
You get on Spirit Airlines, you're not afraid of crashing?
I'm not arguing that. It's just the helicopter to me is dicey.
First of all, he does not get on Spirit Airlines.
Hell no. No shot. No, I'm not getting on Spirit. If you guys want to do it, fine. That's okay. I'm not.
No. Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're getting on a helicopter.
No shot, dude. I mean it. I would never get on a helicopter.
I'll hold your hand. It'll be fine.
Hold your hand.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
It's not a roller coaster. I'm afraid.
I'm curious, and I would never do this because I'm not a bad guy. But my partner, on the other hand, he can.
Yeah, you could fire me.
If hypothetically Craig said he would fire you.
Yeah, because the job is not worth what could happen.
So you would still say no?
Risk reward.
I commend him.
Oh, great.
I commend him.
Thanks.
That shows a lot of
risk reward.
Yeah, I commend that.
With all due respect.
Sure. That usually means you're about to disrespect somebody.
You and your wife meet random women, have sex.
No, first of all, that's rumor and innuendo, number one. Yeah. Number two, there's protection. Yes.
Well,
there's no protection on a helicopter or a seatbelt. That's not going to help you out.
He went to protect.
And what about you, Big Mac? Cat got your tongue? How about you jumping?
He's not going.
I'm not going. I would get on a helicopter in 2 seconds.
You're an
idiot. That's my guy.
I have no problem.
That's my guy. Right there. Yeah. Maybe we'll do the switch.
Yeah. I'm good
maybe
with that.
You stay back and you come.
Listen, if you're flying me there and back here, I'm in.
Good luck.
I mean, here's the problem for you.
That's getting back.
The problem for you is that it's Pete Alonso who's paying for it.
Yeah.
And,
well, he won't pay for me to fly.
And you're going to be mocking him on stage at the event.
I'm not mocking him on stage.
So it's kind of, he ain't flying you back.
You're right. Why would you mock the guy who has more home runs than your hero? You can't do that.
Tough. First of all, he's not my hero, and he played 10 less games, and that'll last for another 2 weeks.
Why did he play 10 less games?
Because he tweaked his
hip. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, he was hurt.
All right, let's go over batting average.
let's go
with the rest of it.
He's whipping out the
stats. Is he hitting 300? Is his OPS over 1? What else has Alonso got? He's got him in home runs and humps. Congratulations.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.